My credit good enough to buy you out? The casino. The hotel. The Corleone family wants to buy you out.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green. I made my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders.
And there's not a plaque or a statue. This is a great man, Michael.
Oh, I'm jumping into Godfather 2 already. I have a great man with me here in the studio. This is the movie show with Joel Gibbs. Not such a great man, but Jeff Malta. This guy has put so much time into the GodfatherTrilogy.com. It is regarded as the internet's number one Godfather website. He is our guest today in the studio. And before we go to Joe in Staten Island, he's waiting online. He's got a couple questions and some things to say. I wanted to just mention there is a Godfather video game coming out, I believe, in the fall. Is that right, Jeff?
I think October. Yeah.
What can you tell us about that?
I saw a couple trailers online, and actually Brando, before he passed away, actually did all the audio for it.
That's incredible. You would. It's funny. I didn't think he was ever going to touch anything like that again. And then he does The Freshman,
right,
which I loved. And I had there was no buzz, no idea he was involved in that.
Right. Yeah. Actually, he was. And I almost slipped and said video because when I saw the trailers online, it was so realistic that to me it looked like a video.
It actually looked like the movie.
It looked exactly like it. That could just be the introduction to it. But
As I understand it, Duvall and Jimmy Kahn also lent their voices to this.
Right.
Which is interesting regarding Robert Duvall. That's a question I want to ask you about right after this. We're going to check line two. And by the way, I forgot to tell you guys the toll-free contact line again if you want to pour out your passion for The Godfather. 888-98-CRITIC. 888-98-CRITIC. Between Jeff and myself, anything you could possibly ever want to know about The Godfather, we can answer you. And if you want to just talk about your favorite scenes, favorite films, favorite characters and actors, 888-98-CRITIC. On line two, Joe, calling from Staten Island, New York, and by any chance, this will not happen to be Don Cardi, would it?
Yes, it would.
There you go. That was a pretty lucky guess, huh?
Don Malta, how you doing?
How you doing, Joe?
What's going on, Joe? Just tell us, why The Godfather? Why are you so nuts for this movie?
Well, when I was like 10 years old, my grandfather was a nut for the book. And I remember as a kid, when it premiered in Manhattan, it was a big day, it was his birthday. We took him for his birthday. And from then, it's just been in my blood. After the movie, I read the book, I don't know how many times, over and over again, and saw the movie probably hundreds of times.
You read the book, you've seen the movie hundreds of times. How is it, do you ever watch the movie and see something new in it, something that you notice? Is it the same experience or something a little different every time?
No, every time you watch that movie, you just pick up something else, another interpretation, another view.
I play a little game sometimes when I watch it. I will not watch Marlon Brando when he's doing his scenes, and I'll decide to watch the entire 3 hours of either of the movies looking at everybody else when someone else is talking. You ever done that?
Yes, I do that myself all the time.
Boy, we men do waste some serious time with some dumb crap, don't we? What is the scene in any of the movies, Joe? What's the one that just puts you right against the wall?
Well, I have to say, I mean, I love them all, and I agree with Don Malta when he says three gets a bad rap. But I have to say I love Godfather 1 because of the reasons I said before. It was the first one I saw as a young kid. My favorite scene probably has to be Michael outside of the hospital when they're coming to try and kill his father.
Right.
I think that's such a. I think that was the defining moment when Michael turned.
When he went to light
the lighter and he realized he wasn't shaking, and Enzo was shaking the way. I think he realized he can do this.
Well, you know, I think he turned about a minute earlier when he was in the hospital and realized they were coming to kill his father. And he bends over, and Jeff, what does he say to his father? He says, "I'm with you now, pup. I'm with you now," right?
Yeah, that whole scene, yes, is definitely his defining moment.
That's great. Well, Joe, let me give you a shot at answering one of those questions so we can send you a Blockbuster DVD rental coupon, which I'm sure you'll use to rent The Godfather. In the Limo with Robert Duvall. And I know you've only seen the movie 500 times, so I know this is going to be very difficult for you. He says, "The Dahlia's a pimp, but I knew all along that it was who behind it? Barzini.
It was Barzini all along.
All along."
Good job.
Very good, Don Cardi, and but understand it's best that your interests don't conflict with ours, and I want you to hold on, Joe, and we're going to get you information. And how close are you actually to the Corleone compound there in Staten Island?
Probably about 10-minute drive.
A 10-minute drive. Okay, listen, let me make a suggestion to you. When you go through that toll booth, use Easy Pass, okay?
Yeah, can I just comment on that?
Sure.
Do you realize if they had Easy Pass back then, Sonny'd still be alive?
He'd still be alive, exactly my point. Joe, thanks for the call. You hang on and Eric will get all your information. I'm Joe
like
Gibbs.
I'm a businessman. Blood is a big expense.
Five shots and they missed them. Well, it's bad news for you. All right, well, I could do the whole script here. Joel Gibbs here on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. This is the movie show. Do you have one major scene, Jeff, that you keep repeating over and over in your head, the one that is just awes you?
You know, the scenes I really like the most are, it's actually like the climactic mini movie at the end of each of the three movies.
Yeah, where there's always, you know, the like the baptism and all that sort of stuff.
When all the, I guess for lack of a better word, killings are interspersed with each other at the end of each movie as the climax. Those are my favorite three parts of all three movies.
You know, there's always a party at the beginning of every movie, and there's always cross-cutting, all hell breaking loose at the end. For me, it's like saying, who's your favorite child? I don't know if this answer is accurate or not, but I still love the scene with Vito and Michael in the garden.
Oh, yeah.
Towards the end of one. Beautiful. It's an extraordinary scene. Joel Gibbs, along with Jeff Malta here on the movie show. We're talking Godfather. And what is the name of the restaurant in The Godfather where Michael is going to have his meeting with Sollozzo to iron things out? What is the name of the restaurant? And for a little extra credit, where is it located? Of course, they have the best veal in the city. 888-98-CRITIC. 888-98-CRITIC. The correct answer will get you a free DVD rental at your nearby Blockbuster. I'm Joel Gibbs. We're talking everything A to Z on The Godfather, along with Jeff Malta of TheGodfatherTrilogy.com. We'll be back after this.
I have a sentimental weakness for my children, and I spoil them, as you can see. They talk when they should listen.